Long ages ago, there lived in the far west a guileless youth. He was very good, but at the same time peculiar beyond measure. He constantly grieved over nothing at all, always went about alone and silent, sat down by himself whenever the others played and were happy, and was always thinking about strange things. Woods and caves were his favorite haunts, and there he talked constantly with birds and animals, with rocks and trees. Naturally, not a word of sense, nothing but stuff silly enough to make one die a-laughing. Yet he continued to remain morose and grave, in spite of the fact that the squirrel, the long-tailed monkey, the parrot, and the bullfinch took great pains to distract him and lead him into the right path. The goose would tell fairy tales, and in the midst of them, the brook would tinkle a ballad. A great heavy stone would caper about ludicrously. The rose, stealing up affectionately behind him, would creep through his locks, and the ivy stroke his careworn forehead. But his melancholy and his gravity were obstinate. His parents were greatly grieved. They did not know what to do. He was healthy and ate well. His parents had never hurt his feelings, nor until a few years since had anyone been more cheerful and lively than he. Always he had been.